May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country. Let S&T Bank serve you with S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive. You have found us here on Steelers Nation Radio. And if you just found us, where have you been at?
Mm-hmm.
We've been here forever. Matt, a couple of weeks ago, we put together our list of 17 players that we would take at 17.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when you start looking at it in that fashion, you get a pretty good idea of what the Steelers are going to do, or what they should do, or what they could do. We both did this again. We've updated our list.
Yeah.
We didn't include quarterbacks. We didn't include Bijan Robinson.
Right.
And did you include any? I didn't. No tight ends.
I did not.
Yeah.
I would consider them. I didn't think any was worth it.
You would consider them, but I don't think the Steelers would.
And the other thing is, this tight end class is so incredibly deep. I don't think it's smart to consider one at 17. There isn't one that stands way above.
Could a lot
the
of teams do that because of this?
I could see it being slow, but then when the snowball starts, I could see the snowball
like
picking
a run
up.
Yeah.
And just, I want to get one of them. What I like about this exercise is we put 17 names together fully knowing we don't have to ever get to 17. I mean, Bryce Young's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know, he's not on our list.
You're probably looking at getting a guy somewhere between the numbers 8 and 14.
Yeah, I think that's the neighborhood.
Because the quarterbacks are going to go. There's a possibility that Bijan Robinson goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that one of those tight ends goes. There's, you know.
I'm not looking at your list, but my hunch is our top 7 will both be really similar and they'll all be gone.
Yeah.
But you might be sitting there in the real world and you're looking at your 9th or 10th best player on this list. And someone says, hey, you want to go to 20? Like, okay.
That's why you do
this
you know, exercise. If you get to pick 17 and 5 of the guys in your top 17 are available, mm-hmm. that tells you that, well, hey, we can move down to easily move down to 22 and still get one of our guys.
Still get one of our guys.
And
you hope there's not too much of a tier break from 8 or 9 to 17. Like, if 17 is somebody you can't live with, well, then maybe they shouldn't be on this list.
Right.
Because you know you're not going to get to them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, at 17. So let's go. And I'll be honest.
You've tweaked this thing more than, well, somebody looking for their fix on a
in the last
on a Saturday night
12 hours, I've emailed you 4 lists that have changed, and 2 of them in the last hour.
You're like a meth addict over there.
Right.
You're a draft addict.
And honestly, this is what they have to do, though. I mean, we'll get to some of the names, but there's about 5 names there that I think are really realistic to be on the board at 17 that I'd have a really hard time pulling the trigger on one of them. I mean, that's what the conversations are happening in that building right now.
And it's probably going on probably yesterday, today, and maybe even a little bit into tomorrow, stacking those guys.
It's brutal.
And guys are making their hey, I want this guy. We could do this.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. We could do this. And
you got to finalize.
This is where I think Mike Tomlin probably steps in and has the biggest, because he's the guy, he's the cook.
He's the cook, right?
You know,
right.
He has to make the, you know, so he's looking at the roster and going, well, we have similar grades in all 5 of these guys, but here's where how I would stack them based on how I see them fitting into the team.
Yeah, and everybody at this point, every position coach, every area scout has made their pitch. You know, they've stood on the table for Brian Branch or Brzee or whoever, and now, you know, one guy basically is going to have to say, this is why I'm in charge, and I'm going to put them in this order. But those guys aren't just going to – I mean, those position coaches and area scouts aren't just going to be like, okay. I mean, like, what really happens is – not that there's anything underhanded about this, but you spend countless hours in the war room, and you're still fine-tuning things, you know, how we could do this. But then you go take a break, and you have an hour-and-a-half long lunch, and you get a workout in, and – you're on the treadmill next to Coach Tomlin and saying, I really like Brian Branch. You know, like, you're still lobbying down until consensus is made.
Yeah. And then once the board is set, the board is set. And that's when you hear the term, we made a Steelers pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. They've come to that consensus. There's no argument. There's no, you know, if you look at, and you don't often see a lot of video from the Steelers draft room on game day.
I can't believe anybody lets any video ever come into the draft room.
Because when the time comes, a lot of times the Steelers have run that thing up to the because they know who they're going to take. They've done the list.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to our list.
Yeah, let's go to their list.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, the top seven, I didn't lose sleep over. After that, I started losing sleep.
Yeah. So we both have Jalen Carter at number one.
Right.
And no
he's
surprise
the only
there.
Player I would trade up for. I think
he's the best player in the draft. I don't put a lot of stock into the. Well, I don't think he loves football. He doesn't play hard. You hear a lot of that stuff. Teams are trying to talk other teams into.
He's really good at playing football when he does.
Yeah.
I know that much.
I'll light a fire under him.
Right.
We both have Will Anderson, number two.
And I would never trade up for him. I think he's a fine player, but he's not. I don't think he's a transcendent player, and he's going to be long gone.
I think he would look great opposite TJ Watt, but so does Alex Highsmith right now.
Right.
At three. Surprisingly enough, we both have Christian Gonzalez.
Okay. I don't know your list. So if he got the 10, would you make a call?
I'd think about it. I'd have that conversation.
I'd think about it.
Again, if he's the third best, the third best player on your list and he's still available at 10, you start to have that conversation
about
moving
position,
up.
Yeah. He would be a number one corner.
At four, you have Tyree Wilson. I have Paris Johnson.
Okay, I have Johnson at five, and I'll be honest, I have very little interest at all in Tyree Wilson.
Yeah,
I don't.
I think Paris Johnson's the best tackle in this draft. I don't think that he's transcendent at the position, but I do believe that he's a 10 to 12 year starter in the NFL.
If he gets to 10, are you at least making a call?
I think that's the conversation when people talk about, the Steelers trading up for an offensive tackle. That's where the conversation comes into play.
And I understand it.
I don't think
to this soon, but offensive tackles just don't grow on trees.
I don't think he gets to 10.
I don't think he gets to 10 either.
At five, you have Paris Johnson. Mm-hmm. At five, I have Devin Witherspoon.
Okay, I have him soon, but
yeah,
I get it. I think there's a gap for me through Steeler lens, Gonzalez to Witherspoon.
I think so, too, but I don't know that it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think both are really good players, and you know, again, if Devin Witherspoon was there at 17, you'd be like, okay. Would I trade up for Devin Witherspoon? Probably not.
I might go from 17 to 14. I don't think I'd go 17 to 10.
Like, I think the guys that I would trade up for are all the guys in my top. Like, well, I wouldn't trade up for Will Anderson.
No.
But if Carter, Gonzalez, or Johnson got to 11 –
Yeah.
Now I'm having that conversation.
If four quarterbacks and Bijan go, well, they could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At six, you have Broderick Jones. At six, I have Broderick Jones.
Okay. I like him quite a bit. I think there's a very slim chance he gets to the Steelers.
Yeah. I think there is a chance, but I just don't see it. It's like a 20% chance.
The Aaron Rodgers trade changes this slightly, but not much. There's just a lot of tackle landing spots from Bears, Titans,
and tackles
Packers,
always go.
Jets,
it's not sexy. It's not Patriots. the pick that the fans all pound. Oh, right. We got this guy, but they always go. I can remember doing a mock draft. We did mock draft. This was probably 10 years ago, and it was myself, Bob Labriola, and Missy Matthews. Mm-hmm. And it was a Steelers fan draft.
So you're fielding calls and emails,
and we'd take a phone call, and the fans would make that pick. we're like 28 picks into that, and not one offensive lineman had gone.
Right.
Because it's all the skill position guys and people that they had heard of. And Bob kept stopping.
Six running backs are gone. Right?
Yeah. Bob kept stopping and going, I don't have a problem with that pick, but I'm just telling you right now, there's no offensive lineman taken, and that's just not how the draft goes.
The 2019 team would be pretty happy to have their choice of tackles at that point. Right. Yeah, and again, I'm not going to fight you on any of these top seven on the order, but if Jones is there, I'd be thrilled. I just don't think he can get past Green Bay.
The Patriots,
I think the Jets are going to take a tackle or an offensive lineman of some sort if they would have somehow not
protect
been in the first
your investment.
Round. Right. Exactly.
It's seven. You have Devin Witherspoon. At seven, I have Tyree Wilson.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I easily could have put Wilson at seven. I'm not a fan.
At eight.
Yeah, now I think it gets interesting.
At eight, you have Darnell Wright.
And I've changed this 50 times.
At eight, I have Brian Branch.
Who I have at nine.
Who you have at nine.
Yes. I just went with the tackle theory. Tackles are a lot easier to find than safeties or corners. But I don't like the idea of taking Wright, putting him at right.
He's just a right tackle, and, you know,
yeah.
Do I have to teach him how to play left? I mean, he's played left tackle. It's not like he's never done it.
Right.
But he didn't like to play left tackle.
We're going
to
say
that
word.
To me, I mean, you just did that with Kendrick Green.
I know.
You took a guy, you moved him to center, and he didn't like playing center.
So what I find funny about this conversation is we're going to say the word right a lot, sometimes starting with a W, sometimes starting with an R. But Wright, the player, was here on a visit, and clearly you had the conversation. Hey, Darnell. Do you have
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country, let S&T Bank serve you. With S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
To only play the right side, or are you open to playing the left?
Which I'm sure he said, oh, I'm
of
open to it.
Of course he says it, you know, but and skill set wise, he can do it. He's light enough feet, but
because if you want the job, you say what the
of course.
You say what the employer wants. It's like, yeah, I can, you know, I'll pick up garbage, you know.
Right. I'll do anything you want, coach. Yeah. And Chooks has played the left. I mean, if you make this call,
I can tell you right now, having had conversations with Chooks Okorafor, he doesn't want to play left.
No. But he also only has 1 year left on his deal.
Right. There's that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so I just think that this is a very, very good football player at a really hard position to find. And maybe Wright or Chooks doesn't love the idea of going to the left side, but I'm in charge here. One of you is going to, you know, and that's why my plan
would be that Darnell Wright opens camp as your number three.
Mm-hmm.
He stays as your number three because you're fine with Chooks Okorafor at right tackle. And as you said, his contract is up after this year. And then you use Wright on rundowns and things of that nature as your extra tight end. And then in 2023 or 2024, Wright's your starting right tackle.
That's a wonderful plan, but I think he might be your best tackle from day one. And I'm not setting him on the bench. You know what I mean?
Well, then you got a $10 million tackle on your bench.
Unless it's Dan Moore and one of these other guys needs to learn how to play the left side.
I just think Chooks has been your starting right tackle now for 5 years. He was a starting right tackle in college.
Yep.
And
he was good at it. I mean, he's been the right side line's been very solid for you. I don't want to mess with that.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Darnell might need to be a left tackle.
Yeah. I had Branch at eight. You have Branch at nine.
Mm-hmm.
I just think
I love him.
He kills so many birds with one stone that
we just listed a bunch of questions with Wright.
Yeah.
There's no questions at all with Branch. It's just so much easier to find slots and safeties than it is Pro Bowl tackles.
I understand that, but I think, you know, when you start looking at Branch, you know, Mike Tomlin has shown over the years that
he's phenomenal.
He really likes those safeties those hybrid type safeties that
can
play in the nickel. They can do those kind of, I mean, love the honey badger, you know, love, it's just time and time again where he's loved those guys.
Yeah.
His
head for the game is an A+.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have enough of those kind of guys on your defense either.
Right.
At 10, At 9, I have Jackson Smith and Jigba. At 10, you have Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the best wide receiver in this draft.
Yep.
I think it's not necessarily a need, but he's just such a good football player that I couldn't pass on it.
Me too. A week ago, I would have had Smith and Jigba ahead of Wright and Branch.
Yeah. Now the need is lessened a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and is it foolish to say re-signing Boykin and making a trade for Allen Robinson, who's struggled the last 2 years and is 30-year-old, should change your opinion on Smith Njigba? Maybe it shouldn't. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. But all of a sudden, I have six receivers I like, and I'm planning on keeping six. And maybe you do draft one, but if you're splitting ties, I think he loses those ties then.
Yeah. At 10, you have Smith Njigba.
Mm-hmm.
I have Miles Murphy.
I didn't know what to do with him, but I love this argument. Yeah.
I just think he is a really, really good football player,
really high motor guy. Yeah.
I'll figure it out with him. I know people look at that. Well, you know, they play a 3-4 defense.
I don't care.
They play a 4-man front 70%+ of the time.
They play a 5-man front a lot too without a nose.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so many spots he can go. I probably have him too low, to be very honest with you, because he's just a frontline defender that's going to mix in. And I keep hearing, well, if you do that, then you're never going to be able to re-sign Highsmith. I'm like, it's not the same.
They're not the same. Don't look at him as a Highsmith replacement.
No.
People see the word term edge, and they think that they're all the same. They're not.
They're not all the same. They don't have somebody that looks like him and does what he does right now.
Yeah.
And he's hard to block.
Very hard to block.
Yeah.
Plays the run well, can do everything that you want, kicks inside.
Sure.
Does all that stuff.
And if TJ misses time, you don't have that catastrophic problem that's been an issue here.
You're not right to mention the fact, 4.51.
He's a phenomenal
4.51.
Yeah. No, I love him. I probably have him too low.
At 11, you have Brian Brisse.
Mm-hmm.
At 11, I have Brian Brisse.
Okay. I mean, we've talked about him to no end. I have no more doubts about him now than ever, but there are questions.
Yeah. I actually heard an interview with him yesterday on Sirius NFL, and just a quality person.
Oh, big time.
The very things that he dealt with last year, I can't imagine. You know, people were dinging him. You know, he didn't have a great year last year. He was in the hospital.
He shouldn't have played at all.
Shouldn't have played. His sister died in September.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right before the season, his younger sister passed away. Tragically, of course.
Yeah, his little sister, who I'm sure he grew up with. He's the big brother.
Right.
Then he had strep throat that caused a kidney infection.
That can't be good
for
football.
That forced him to miss
four
games.
Right.
You go back and watch his bowl game.
His bowl game's phenomenal.
Ridiculous.
His freshman tape is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of great tape out there. And his bad tape, and his bad tape isn't bad, but his lesser tape is very easy to explain away.
Yeah.
And there's not many D tackles in this draft.
There are fewer defensive tackles.
Than corners, or
even offensive tackles.
Or even edge.
Yeah.
You know, that's why
edge
I put
for
him
sure,
over
yeah.
Murphy. Yeah, and Murphy's a cleaner prospect, but I just thought D tackle's harder to find, and it's a bigger Steeler need to me.
It's 12. I have Darnell Wright.
Okay.
At 12, you have Joey Porter.
Yeah. I would be fine if Porter's the pick at 17, and it's unbelievably chalky, and there's a lot of people listening saying, just run to the podium.
Isn't he higher? I have him at 13, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know about his change of direction at all.
He didn't run a shuttle or a three cone.
Yeah.
Well, because he's not real good at it. You know, I mean, he's good at stuff. But he's not a great change of direction guy. He's a big battleship that's hard to change direction. But that battleship is nasty, and I like it. You know, I'd be fine with the pick. But we also haven't brought up Deonte Banks yet. I don't know that you have to take a corner in the first round to fill your corner need.
I honestly am going. I think that's something to me.
I like it less and less.
I like it less and less.
Yeah.
And I had trouble ranking Porter and Banks. I might like Banks better.
It just depends on what
day of the week it is.
He's more fluid.
Yeah.
I mean, just in terms of changing
direction. And the size, there's not much
really
difference
good.
In the size.
Right. Neither one takes the ball away a lot, but also don't get thrown at a lot either.
You have Banks at 13. I have Banks at 14. So we have those two guys ranked back-to-back, both of us.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy with either. Like, if that's a pick, I get it. Those, it's not easy finding long, tall corners that run 4.3s and 4.4s. I mean, that's, they have great skill sets, but I can get somebody I can live with on day two.
At 14, you have Miles Murphy. At 14, I have Banks. We our top 14 are all the same, just in different order.
I don't know if you agree, but the next three, I wouldn't love at 17.
This is where
and
it gets,
one of them is going to be gone. I know. Yeah. I mean, I know the lineman's going to be gone. I don't know who your next three
15,
are.
I have Peter Skoronski.
I have him at 16. It's not going to matter. He's not going to be
He's not going to be there, but I think the value would be, like, I don't know that you could pass on him.
If he's sitting there at 17, you take him.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll figure out where you're going to put him, but you know, he'll be in the mix somewhere. Mm-hmm. You have Zay Flowers. I had Zay Flowers on my list, and I bumped him off.
I understand that.
Flowers, again, I think he would.
My list is really a 14-player list. And Skoronski maybe should be up there with the Tyree Wilson.
You have Skoronski at 16. Mm-hmm. I have Nolan Smith.
He was on my 16. Original 17, and I like him.
Yeah.
He's another projection. You know, like, I would rather have Miles Murphy. Smith would be useful. He's a hard guy to block, but he's, I don't know that he's an every down edge, and the off the ball stuff is a projection.
Yeah.
But I like the player a lot.
I think you could figure it out with him. Again, I'm just taking the athlete, the character, and plugging that in and seeing where it goes. And then at 17, we both have the same guy, Lucas Van Ness, the defensive lineman out of Iowa. And it's much the same argument that you'd have with Miles Murphy. Well, 100%. He doesn't fit, but you figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, he's like Miles Murphy. He's 6'5", 275, and they don't have many of those dudes. I like Murphy noticeably more as a prospect than Van Ness. Clearly you do as well. I think he's a lot more fluid, bendy, where Van Ness has run through you, and I don't think his game's going to translate immediately to the NFL. You know, you're not going to go up the middle of NFL guards and centers like
you did in the college game.
Right.
Yeah, and again, I like the motor on both guys. I think both guys are, you know, they don't take plays off.
Yeah.
But I do think Murphy has a better skill set.
I do, too. I would much rather have Murphy, especially for how the Steelers would use him. I don't know that Van Ness can be a 3-4 outside linebacker. And, again, I don't care about that stuff as much as I used to, but in a traditional sense, he is not dropping into coverage. He's not Jason Gilden or Porter. You know, he would be useful, but I don't think he can do those things as well as Murphy.
Yeah, so that's our list. And other than I had Nolan Smith, you had Zay Flowers. That's the only difference in our 17.
But I think, really, the list is – from 8 to 14. I mean, you and I could fight to no end over, and this is what they're doing, Wright, Branch. Smith and Njigba probably doesn't matter.
Probably not, yeah.
So it's probably Wright, Branch, Brzee, Porter, Banks, Murphy.
Yeah.
Those six names, I think we would both agree, I'll take those six.
There's going to be at least one of them are going to be available, and the reality is there's probably three or four of them that are available.
Maybe five.
Could be all six.
And I'd be fine with all of them. I hate having to rank those guys, though.
Yeah.
That's what they have to do today.
And if all six of them are available when your pick comes up at 17, now I can move back to 23 or even farther back, because there's a good chance that if I move back to, say, 25, and I've got six guys that I like here, all six of them aren't going to be gone.
All six of them probably will not be gone.
Yeah. Because, you know, there'll be receivers that go in there. There'll be
Van Ness will go in there. Zay Flowers, tight end starts coming off the board. Maybe Bijan's still there. You know, so I like that. I mean, sticking at picking at 17, I bet you're going to have a tough decision between at least two or three guys.
Sticking and picking. Is that like picking and grinning?
Sing a song about that. But I'd be happy with all those guys we just mentioned. Those six names we mentioned, I'd be happy with all of them. I have a really hard time ranking them.
No, I do as well, and that's why this draft is so interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually you look at things and it's pretty cut and dried. But again, with everything that the Steelers did this offseason, not as cut and dried as it usually is.
And of those six, there might be one sitting there at 28.
Yeah.
There might be one that gets out of the first round. You might get two of these guys if you play your
cards. That doesn't mean those guys stink.
Not at all.
I just think in this draft, once you get out of that top 10, the next 30 guys could go in any order.
Yeah.
Easily. And it might be bigger than that.
It would take some finagling and some help from other teams, but if you went from 17 to 22 and you went from 32 to 28 and maybe you get a little gravy in between, You get two of these guys.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
How great would that be? Right,
yeah,
right,
that would be awesome. Hey, you can subscribe now to The Drive. Every episode we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcast. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with our final mock draft.
Is this going to be a dueling mock draft?
We get a little twist this time around.
You're biting off a lot here,
Dale. I am biting off a lot. We're going to give it a shot, though, and see how it goes. We'll do that right after this.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country, let S&T Bank serve you. With S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.